glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download that River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. I'm still checking my phone here, my iPhone, David Dilks thing, and still no response from Sean Flaherty, the brave keyboard warrior who should be looking out for his people, his constituents, to make sure that the West Virginia Division of Highways is actually doing a good job. Instead, he's on Facebook trying to troll me. So I asked him to come on the air, offered him opportunity, and nothing. Gutless coward that he is, honest to God. All right, you want some fun? Have some fun? Here we go. We got some fun here for you. This... Take a look outside your window, especially if you're driving, and then listen to Al Gore with the latest scary thing that you should be concerned about. He's talking here at the World Economic Forum, surprise, surprise, and be afraid, be very, very afraid.
As the Secretary General said in his brilliant speech earlier today, we are not winning. The crisis is still getting worse faster than we are deploying these solutions, and we need to make changes quickly. Emissions are still going up. All these promises of the last few years to cut emissions are still going up. When are we going to bring these emissions down? And just to put the science in a slightly different context, people are familiar with that thin blue line that the astronauts bring back in their pictures from space. That's the part of the atmosphere that has oxygen, the troposphere, and it's only 5 to 7 kilometers thick. That's what we're using as an open sewer. If you could drive a car straight up in the air at interstate highway speeds, you'd get to the top of that blue line in 5 minutes. And all the greenhouse gas pollution would be below you. We're still putting 162 million tons into it every single day. And the accumulated amount is now trapping as much extra heat as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the Earth. That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these atmospheric rivers and the rain bombs, and sucking the moisture out of the land and creating the droughts and melting the ice and raising the sea level and causing these waves of climate refugees predicted to reach 1 billion in this century. Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about 1 billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act. So in answer to your question, I would say we have to have a sense of urgency much greater than we have yet had.
How do you take these clowns seriously? How do you do this? Take a look outside your window, you idiot! Jeez Louise, these people are just the worst. And it's be afraid, be very afraid. It's a million atomic bombs blowing off. They've lost their minds. These people have lost their minds. They've lost their minds. That's all there is to it. Oh, my word. And how's your morning going for you? Do be careful driving, especially around those big plow trucks. Thank God for all of them, though, doing great work. And I tell you, the guys who were clearing High Ridge Road here, I was concerned that the big problem I'd have driving to work this morning would be High Ridge, but they did a very good job, and thank you very much. Thank you. In fact, all the road crews, the tri-state area, yes, thank you. Thankless work. We appreciate it greatly. We really, really do. And if you just tuned in, you missed a live exclusive interview with the brand new sheriff of Belmont County, Jim Zuzak. His first day on the job, his first morning on the job, and the first thing that he did, come on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local to give us an update about all the roads in Belmont County, and checked with the county and also checked with the state. No accidents. It was just fantastic. We've had ODOT on, the press secretary, Matt Bruning, press secretary for the entire state, giving us latest information about the 19 trucks just in Belmont County, and on and on and on. You missed all of that just in the first hour. I mean, that's how I started my show today. And you got this idiot Al Gore going, oh, we got to be afraid. You got to be afraid of this. Got to be afraid of this, that, and the other. These people are clowns. They're just clowns. Speaking of clowns, 7 and 9, their winter storm coverage. And again, they were just trying to sell advertising, and they both ruined their programming. I mean, this is how pathetic it is with 7 and 9, the TV station, the dying TV stations here in the Upper Ohio Valley, which, by the way, very soon will not have news anchors. Stop and think about it. Why do you need news anchors in 2025? Why? What do they do? They're a hideous expense. But what do they do? Do you need a news anchor when you're on Facebook? Or can you decide for yourself what you want to see? Do you need a news anchor when you're on Twitter? Now X. Do you really need any help from any sort of a news anchor to decide what you want to see? Or on Rumble or on YouTube or anything else? News anchors are dinosaurs. They're going away, and a lot sooner than people realize. Again, it's a simple question. What do you need them for? Can anybody answer that question? Of course not. And it's the same thing with meteorologists, weathermen, weather gals, weather women, weather people. You might be thinking to yourself, but TV is all about the weather. No, it's not. It was. If you want to know what the weather is now, just look at your phone, especially with an iPhone, although I'm sure Android and other phones have the same features, but the iPhone, I love my iPhone. I can ask Siri any question about what the weather is. In fact, I wonder if I could do that right now. Hey, Siri. Now, I've got this running through. I wonder if I could do this. What is the weather forecast for zip code 26003? Why is this not responding? Oh, I think I know what the problem is. Okay, I got it running through my board here. Hey, Siri. Now, I can't. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this. I'm doing this on the fly here, so just bear with me, because I want to show you something. It's actually, this is why we do. Take this off for a second. Just bear with me here, because it's just me. I've got to do this all by myself. So let me see if I can try this now. Hey, Siri.
Huh?
What's the weather forecast for zip code 26003? Oh, here we go. Woodsdale, Edgewood. Winter storm warning. These conditions are expected to last until 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday, January 6th. Snow conditions expected around 9 a.m. The lowest feels like temperature will be around 10 degrees around 10 p.m. And there's an hour-by-hour breakdown. In fact, I'll read you the... Okay, now 22 degrees, 9 a.m., a 40% chance of snow, 22 degrees, 10 a.m., partly sunny, 24 degrees, 11 a.m., snow, 35% chance, 25 degrees, 12 noon, 1 p.m., 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. And you can break it down by just about anything. You can do it by conditions, temperature, feels like, UV index, wind, precipitation, humidity, visibility, pressure. I'm feeling a lot of pressure here. And you can do this by, on your phone, any zip code, 10-day forecast, hour by hour. This iPhone, and your mobile phone, if it's not an iPhone, it has just made weather forecasters, meteorologists, obsolete. Who needs them? So pretty soon all this is going away. 7 and 9 both know this, and they're terrified. And so they're burning the furniture. And so they're ruining their programming. Last night, both local stations were so desperate for dollars that they ruined their programming to try to scare the hell out of you with this snowmageddon. Making a list, running a list of all the schools that have closed. Well, they're all going to be closed. It would have taken 2 seconds to say, here are a couple of schools that might be open tomorrow. and they had graphics all over the place, ruining the football game on 9, ruining the Golden Globes on 7. They ruined their programming because they're so desperate to make some money. Because they're both dying TV stations, the both dying media platforms. Thank God for locally owned talk radio, because we are thriving like you would not believe. Don't take my word for it. Just listen to all of our commercials. And we get top dollar, let me tell you, for our commercials, especially with me as a personal endorser. I'm not bragging them. That's just a fact. We're thriving. They're dying. They're ruining their programming in order to burn the furniture to try to get some more dollars. The desperation is unbelievable. It really is. And then let me just check and see if Sean Fluharty, our brave. Oh, here's the weather forecast for Bel Air. I can do it for any zip code, literally any zip code. You don't need TV weathermen anymore. They're dinosaurs. News anchors, they're dinosaurs. You don't need them for anything. All right, let me just see if I can Sean Fluharty has responded yet. Let's see, David Dilk. All right, there's David Dilk. Just checking to see. No, it doesn't look like Sean has even responded yet. Still waiting for your reply. Still nothing. All right, so let me try one more thing. Let me do a GIF. Let's do crickets. Okay, let's do crickets. There's a cricket. All right, so I'm going to post that to mock him. So there's a cricket. Keyboard warriors, absolutely gutless human beings, just absolutely gutless human beings. I was watching the TV newscast this morning, network news, as I prep for my show. I want to make sure I know what's going on, so I'm on Twitter all the time. I'm looking for news stories for the local newspapers. I go onto their websites. And let me tell you, the newspapers here are just, it's heartbreaking how bad they are. There's just nothing. It's just another crap fest for both, all of the newspapers. Newspapers used to be something special, and now they're just a joke. They're in worse shape than the TV stations. They really are. They're actually in worse shape than the TV stations. And I try every morning to try to find something that I can share with you, something of any merit, something of any value, and it's just crap. It's just every day. It's just mindless, boring crap. Anyway, so I watch the network newscasts at 3 or 4 in the morning. Today was 4 in the morning. So I'm watching Channel 7 just to see if they still have all their graphics up, ruining their thing. And so I'm watching the network newscast, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up. It was so bad. It's so woke. It's so left-wing. It's so pathetic. That in the 4 o'clock hour, 4 to 4:30, then 4:30 to 5, they had two major pieces on Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, who died 9 days ago. Two different pieces on Jimmy Carter, going on and on and on and on. Oh, Jimmy Carter was so great after he was president, and this, that, and the other. I couldn't believe. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. But that wasn't even the worst of it. I'll tell you the worst of it after this short break. The media is useless.